Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeremy Lin joining us here with me, Jim Cosimore, and John Dickinson. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing this evening? It's 11:30 at night for you right now. You're up late into the evening, Jeremy. How are things going in Beijing?
Things are going well, and hey, if we're able to talk philanthropy and how to help people, it's all good. So I'm excited. I got some energy and ready to chat with you guys.
Good. We're definitely going to do that. We're going to talk about the Be the Light campaign in just a second. But I think a lot of people in having you on the air right now, as you are there in Beijing, what is it like being there as you prepare for a season to start? And what is the safety and security feeling that you have being in China right now?
Right now, in terms of just being in China, there's no, I don't feel unsafe. Life is like pretty much completely back to normal. The only thing that is not happening right now are huge gatherings like concerts and spectators at sporting events and things like that. But other than that, I mean, I'm talking restaurants, malls, traffic, day to day, anything you want to do, anywhere you want to go. I mean, life is, and there are very few infections. And so, I think everyone feels pretty safe in terms of everyday life, at least in where I'm at in Beijing. And in other cities, there have been other reinfections and other things. And so that's not the case, you know, across all of China, but here in Beijing, things are pretty good. And in terms of training and stuff, we're still waiting to hear on when the season is going to start and if the season is going to start. But every day we're still playing and we're still practicing, sometimes up to 3 times a day. We have our team practicing and our younger team practicing, and we're playing 5-on-5. And you know, it's we're scrimmaging amongst ourselves. And so it's a time just to get better. But also it's a time where we can actually play basketball and enjoy the game. While a lot of people don't have that privilege and that opportunity globally. And I think that's something that we try to always remind ourselves every day.
Now, Jeremy, you mentioned the fact that you guys are practicing and getting ready, but everything's still kind of in limbo. And over here in the United States, it's the same thing with the NBA. It sounds like they're inching toward a plan to try to resume their season. My question for you would be, what in your mind would be the staples as somebody that's played in the NBA and now is playing in the CBA? What has to be done to make it safe for the players to want to come back and try to finish the thing? Because I think everybody wants that to happen, but how do you do it in a safe and effective way?
Personally, I think you have to control, you have to make sure every single person that will be involved is safe. And I think that's going to take a lot of work. I'm talking not just the players and the staff and of every single team and the people who will be there, whether it's the workers or, I mean, even the people in the hotel. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you can create a hub and you can quarantine everybody or isolate everybody in that hotel. But if one person in that hotel is, you know, even a worker in the hotel is not okay, like that could be everybody. And when you're talking about, you know, so many people in such close quarters, and then you're playing a contact sport, that's no joke. And so really, I think it's about making sure and consistently making sure that everybody involved in that, it's almost like that small little ecosystem, like that everybody there is completely safe. And so, again, we've seen some things, you know, there's reports and other things about asymptomatic cases or things where it's a little bit harder to detect. And so it's not just a one-time thing where it's like, oh, well, everyone passed it today. I think there's going to have to be some level of consistency and also, some level of restrictions in terms of, like, you know, players and everyone else probably won't be able to just go about the city and do whatever they want as much as they want. Because, if one of them gets exposed and comes back, you know, you're looking at something that could be really serious.
Jeremy Lin joining us, 95.7 of the Game. Jeremy is in Beijing, plays for the Beijing Ducks and the Chinese Basketball Association as they hope to be up and running. And Jeremy also involved in the Be the Light campaign. We'll get to that in just a second. Jeremy, in America, as you know, we hear about the league talking to the Players Association. They try to work together to come up with a plan for safety on how they could reopen. In China, how much do the players work with the CBA? I think Yao Ming, is he still the commissioner of the CBA?
So he's like the head of the Basketball Federation and he's also in charge of the CBA as well. And so, it's a little bit different too. In the CBA, I'm considered, I'm a foreigner. And so, there's two foreigners that are allowed to play per game on each team. And so, we haven't, been involved in the discussion. It's more just us kind of waiting to hear what the results are or what the decisions are and kind of going with the flow on that end.
JD, I didn't mean to jump in. Yeah, can you just tell us what a typical day is like for you? Do you get up? Can you go to the gym to work out? Can you be there with teammates? Do they take your temperature wherever you go? Is there such a thing as a typical day for a professional athlete in Beijing during this time?
Oh, yeah, it's as typical as any other day. Aside from every day we get our temperature checked everywhere we go. If we go to the gym, we go to our apartment, we go to any restaurant, you get your temperature checked and you log in. And so you have an app that kind of shows whether you've had symptoms, where you've been the last, couple weeks and things like that. And so as long as your app is continuing to show that you have no abnormal conditions and things like that, you're free to kind of go to different places. But really, Beijing is completely up and running. Aside from big events like, concerts and sporting events and things like that, everything else is normal. The malls are packed. There's a ton of traffic. Everyone's back to work. Restaurants are very operational, and people are out and eating all the time. And so it's no different. We're playing 5-on-5. We have a ton of, scrimmages with each other within our own team every day, and we're practicing 3 times a day sometimes. We're in the weight room. We're everywhere. So really things are – it's basically like one long preseason training camp. I mean, it's what it feels like.
Now, Jeremy, you've lived the life of a professional athlete for a while. Going back through all of the different things that you're having to do now with your team and all of the things that may have to be done for an NBA return back here in the States, how difficult of an adjustment would it be for a player to be, contained in one place for maybe 1 to 3 months, and like just an adjustment as far as just the everyday life? I know a lot of guys will do it if it means that the season can continue as long as it's safe, but how much of an adjustment is just that basic change of having to be more confined compared to the way it normally is for a player?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I haven't experienced that, because even for us, if we start back up, it would be the same thing. We would go to one of two cities, and half the teams will go to one city and the other half will go to the other, and you will just be in that hotel, and you're going to be going between the hotel and the arena and the hotel and the arena. And so it's definitely different. I think if you have your family there and things like that, it'll make things easier, but it is definitely going to be an adjustment. And I think the biggest thing, though, really, to be honest, it's like what I think is going to end up happening is, yeah, it's going to present its difficulties, but just the fact that we can compete again and play the game of basketball, like basketball to me right now would be more meaningful than ever because people will be tuning in online. There will be a lot of people. A lot of people across the world are in lockdown or some level of shelter in place or social distancing. And if we could have basketball return and people could watch online, it would be such a bright light and a bright spot to so many people. It would be that purposeful that, and also just being everyone being away from the game for so long, I think it would be a small price to pay, a small sacrifice to just be confined. But at least, you know, for us, we would be just so ecstatic to be able to play the game.
Jeremy is someone who... I know we're tight on time with Jeremy right now. So, Jeremy, I know that you've always been very active in communities that you have been in. You are still one of the most beloved Warriors of all time from your time with the Golden State Warriors. But right now, where the world is, you become involved in something called Be the Light campaign. It's your campaign. Tell us about that campaign and what you're going to do.
Yeah, the campaign is really just, again, to be the light, and that comes from my faith in terms of being able to love people the way that Jesus loved me. And so I've pledged to donate $500,000 and match another $500,000. And we have really, it's not about, you know, for us, the money is we're just kind of granting to organizations that are doing amazing work. And so whether it's Feeding America and Direct Relief, who provide meals and PPE, or, you know, specifically in the Bay Area, we've also highlighted Mobilize Love, who is aiming to give out 20,000 meals in the next few weeks. And you know, they're doing wraparound services and helping a lot of people on the front lines, people who don't even have food or their next meal. And so that's one of the organizations that we're highlighting, and they're doing great, great work led by Christian and Corey Huang. You know, for us, for me, it's just trying to mobilize people, you know, people who have the ability and the opportunity to be able to donate and help other people, and that we can continue to, you know, almost like support from behind the scenes all the people that are on the ground every single day, you know, battling the effects of this epidemic.
How can people get involved, Jeremy? Is there a website they can go to? What's the best way for them? Because, you know, a lot of people, not only in the Bay Area, throughout America, and in some cases the world, are Jeremy Lin fans. They might want to jump on board. What's the best way for people to get information?
The best one is it's covid.jalen7.com, or they can just go to my Instagram, which is jalen7.com, and that will link you to the same link that I just said. But really, to be the most efficient, covid.jalen7.com.
That sounds great. How are the Beijing Sharks going to be this year once you get up and playing?
I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. I think we are working really, really hard, and we are currently, you know, pretty high in the standings, and so hopefully we can take it all the way.
I close each day here in the States by watching the opening to the Asian markets, and I watched this morning in Beijing as the premier was speaking, and it was fascinating to see. So I hope your life in China has been wonderful and has been what you were hoping that it would be, and so it's kind of neat. Can you tell me if Alibaba is going to do well? That's all I need to know. You're there, your boots on the ground for me, Jeremy. How's Alibaba doing?
You know, I was a Harvard econ major, but I know nothing about anything about econ. So, I mean, it's not that I don't know anything, but I would just say there are other people that you could go to for more professional advice.
Okay.
It might not be your go-to source for that, but
all right.
I appreciate the respect.
Man, I thought I had a guy who had the insight for me. Darn it. All right. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much. And thanks for joining us, but thanks for everything you're doing with the Be the Light campaign and trying to help others. You're always welcome here, and you're really beloved in the Bay Area. But thank you very much, and continued success with your program.
I appreciate it. Have a good one. Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.